Yes, welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your Thursday Night Free Show. I am Dark Mark. This is the Dark Mark Show. I am the goth comedian, and here next to me, my beautiful co-host. You haven't sat here in a long time.
It's true. I'm back in the seat of power.
That's Nicole Six, of course.
Hello.
Yes, and boy, you got to see what I'm looking at. Elizabeth is already striking a pose. you're in quite a sandwich there, sir. I got to tell you,
I love it. Every time I come here, there's always beautiful women to sit between.
Exactly, and sit across from.
I sit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even see you.
I'm not even here. That's why we're all black. I just kind of like that is our friend Elizabeth Astin, singer, model, actress. You know her. You love her. You jerk off to her all the time.
There she is. Thank you.
Yes. Beautiful. And then that person I was just speaking was not Elizabeth Astin. That was Orpheus Black, one of our other longtime frequent guests. We love when Orpheus is here. As a matter of fact, this is some unfinished business.
This is unfinished business.
We're going to get to that in a second. Next to you is the beautiful, I'm just being here for the first time, Ira Mari in trance. As a matter of fact, Johnny Scott Gramercy, the host of the previous show, Neighborhood Love Radio, took a long look at you and was like, wow. Oh, and that's Cupcake. Oh, if you couldn't get any cuter, you're laughing and giggling. That is so cute. Hi, Cupcake. Say hi to the audience out there.
Hello, audience out there.
I see you respond to commands very well, and we'll talk about that. When I say this is unfinished business, last time we had Orpheus in here, you were in here with Hollywood Breeze and Kay Ava, the beautiful photographer and model.
Yes.
And we got into talking about sex with Nicole, who has a dirty mind too, so much. That we didn't get time to play, which is what you usually do on the show.
Yes. I love taking people and lighting them on fire on your show.
Yes, well.
I can't think of an even more flammable studio than this one, but.
You think this is pretty flammable? Well, I remember the first time, I don't know if Jenny was there. No, I think Jeremy was the one that saw that. But Jenny, the first time you saw Orpheus do the fire play, were you a little scared?
Scared of what? I mean, I wasn't around it.
Right, but I mean,
there's like 3 inches of glass between us.
Yeah, so at least Jenny's not going to get set on fire.
For the equipment, yeah.
Yes. Anyway, so we've got some sponsors. Let me get the sponsors real quick, because this is going to be fast and furious. I can see this is already going to be a great show. Elizabeth, you love Doobie's Home Cook, and everybody does.
Of course.
It's the most... Actually, we went to Doobie's after the show last
We
last
did,
night.
We did.
We went with Joy Villa, and it was... I had the pulled pork. Mm-hmm. Vegan pulled pork, I swear you could not tell the difference. It was delicious. You had the nachos.
The nachos are always amazing.
Which nachos were on the top 10 of LA Weekly's all nachos.
Yeah.
It was the only without meat. Joy had the Big Mac and she just devoured that. And that's on the secret menu. You have to order that on the secret menu. If you're in Los Angeles, because we have a worldwide audience, go to 1253 Vine Street, Los Angeles, California, right in Hollywood on Fountain and Vine. Most delicious food you've ever had. You won't believe it's vegan. It's unbelievable. They got Philly cheesesteak. It's unbelievable.
Mm. That should be their slogan.
What's that?
I can't believe it's not vegan.
I can't believe it's not vegan. No, it is vegan. I can't believe it's not meat. So we have also audible.com is our sponsor. If you go to darkmarkshow.com, which is getting an overhaul right now, you can click on the Audible button right next to my smiling face. You can get any audiobook. There you've got hundreds of thousands of audiobooks, comedy albums, radio plays, whatever you want. I just put in BDSM right away. Domination and Submission, 19 hours and 58 minutes, the BDSM handbook. Also, Chrissy, a BDSM novel, 5 hours and 14 minutes of Chrissy, whatever her thing is. Rebecca's Bottom, her true BDSM life. Mm. It goes on and on and on and on and on. If you're interested in reading about this lifestyle, just go to darkmarkshow.com. Click April's Training, a rough tale of BDSM slave training, which I'm sure Orpheus would read that. Be like, please. Heidi the Kaiser, a BDSM secretary romance. Dominating her curse, BBW BDSM erotic romance. They've got everything. The Slut Wife Submissive, whatever you want. But they also have Stephen King books. They've got all the bestsellers. They've got Amy Poehler's new book on there. They've got all the
Is your comedy album on there?
Not yet. We're working on it. But Chris Gore's comedy album's on there. Your Louis C.K.'s comedy album's on
there.
I
love Louis C.K. I'm a huge fan of Louis C.K.
Carlin Classic Gold is on there.
I have no idea.
You never heard George Carlin?
I thought you said Carlin Classic Gold. I'm like, who is that?
No, Carlin Classic Gold is, I paid like, back in the day when they had record stores, I paid like $25. It's like three of his comedy albums on two compact discs. You get that free if you go to darkmarkshow.com.
Wow.
Click on the Audible button. Look up Carlin Gold. They got the 730 words. They got all the bits. But we also have a new sponsor. Mm. AdamandEve.com is finally sponsoring the Dark Mark Show.
We earned that.
We earned it. We definitely earned it. And Adam and Eve, you can get all sorts of crazy stuff on Adam and Eve. Look, here's the rabbits. We've got kits. They got all sorts of stuff. A lot of bondage stuff. If you go to bondage, they restraints, ticklers, whips, kits, clothing, toys for couples. Get frisky, explore your passions together. We're still working on getting the link on the website. The website's getting an overhaul. It should be back. The new website should be up in a week or two. And there'll be not only an Adam and Eve button, but a button for Adam Man. Mm-hmm. Their website for gay men who are...
We support all love.
Why am I sitting here and like...
And all sex.
Well, couples' favorite wand massagers. I can just imagine what that is. You got the A&E Wand Massager Deluxe Magic Wand. I will be posting on our Facebook page, which you can get through. You can access through darkmarkshow.com. Go to our our Facebook page, Tumblr page, Twitter page. I'm going to put deals on Adam and Eve and Adam Man tonight. Mm. We had 50% off. I posted last week. I'll post that again. 50% off anything. See this Magic Massager Deluxe, $69.95. Boom. Half off. $35 for that. Okay. If you go through the link that I'm going to put on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. And
I'm always looking for a good massager, man.
Well, you might want to look at somebody else over in this room. I'm not massaging shit on you. You got
Hitachi.
Yes. So I don't. Where do we start first, Nicole? That's up to you. You you pick a name.
All right.
Elizabeth's ready to talk.
I was going
to
say.
What is going on with you now? Last time we were talking to you, you were participating in a pseudo Runaways reunion. You were in the studio with Cherie Curry and Lita Ford.
True, yes. I ended up doing background vocals on Cherie Curry's new solo album.
Wow. Which it's a whole album.
She did a whole album, and she reunited with Kim and Lita in the studio. I was there for that. And I did the background vocals on a number of the tracks. Kim wrote 4 of them, new ones with her. And there's one in particular called Inner You that is really pretty phenomenal. And I got a really nice feature and a beautiful tribute from Cherie.
Oh, that's
and
great.
It came out posthumously.
Right. Just if people don't know, you're talking about Kim Fowley, the producer extraordinaire. And Cherie Curry was the Cupcakes seems a little confused. Cherie Curry was the...
Please clue me in.
the Runaways, the group for the Runaways from the 70s.
I'm barely old enough to remember that.
Right, but you remember...
Well, I remember. But
you saw the movie.
Dakota Fanning.
Kristen Stewart, and Dakota Fanning. Hey, Cherry Bomb, everybody knows that song. Cherry Bomb, boom, Cherry Bomb. You know that
Guardians
song.
Of the Galaxy.
It wasn't Guardians of the Galaxy.
Largely featured.
Anyway, anyways.
I know Lita Ford, If I Close My Eyes Forever, Ozzy Osbourne.
Right. She was in a band in the 70s before.
She was discovered by Kim.
I was born in 74.
Right.
So she was
born
in 76.
They were on the road at 16 years old in 74, yes. So anyway, Kim Fowley discovered the Runaways. And Lita Ford and Cherie Curry haven't been in the studio for years.
They hadn't seen each other until they were at our front door.
And you brought them together in some.
Well, sense. I certainly can't take credit for that. But Kim and Cherie spoke on the phone, and then it turned into a reunion that I witnessed.
That's amazing.
It was the three of them in the room for the first time, and they turned into 16-year-olds. It was just phenomenal and such a great opportunity to meet such incredible, influential women. And something you can always note about Kim's career is that he always, always glorified women. He worked with Helen Reddy.
Right.
He discovered Joan Jett. I mean, Joan spoke at the funeral. Right. It was just really, you know, I think I was on the show right before he passed.
Right.
It was about a week before, and then it was just a few months later we were able to release this.
You were on 2 weeks because
it was on a bit of notice. Yeah.
It was right around that time. Yeah, it was a lot. There's a lot of death in January of this year. It was pretty sad.
Yeah,
but on to other, I suppose. Are you still having marathon love sessions with your lovers?
Well, why not?
Every time I talk to Elizabeth, she's like, "Oh God, this guy fucked me 9 or 10 times last night." Like, how's that possible? I don't even know. But then again, it's Elizabeth. You know what? It could be possible.
Well, thank you.
I'm just wondering—is it them or is it you? I don't understand.
I
the women too. Women,
it's a team effort.
I was going to say it's definitely her.
It's definitely her. That's
Did you fuck her 10 times in the mirror?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, well done.
You know what?
It's also learning restraint and learning how to control
your manhood. My philosophy is you don't come until she's done.
It takes a long time till
I'm done.
Till that nose starts bleeding. I understand.
You get the tear running down. You get something else running down too, and then you're good.
Right. I understand. But apparently you're
just watch for that.
Right.
Then you can finish. Then you will have accomplished probably around 10. Yourself, you'll learn.
Okay. That's why I want you to train me.
Uncomfortable.
I want you to train me how to.
How to go all night long.
I can go all night long. See, I go a long time. That's the thing. And so
Come on.
I'm not plugging myself to the point where girls are like, you know, you can tell that it started losing interest.
Well, no, but that's where you can enjoy yourself along the way.
Right.
You can enjoy your own restraint and push and pull. It becomes very tantric. And then you learn how to have, you as a man, learn how to have multiple orgasms.
Oh, no. I can't do the multiple orgasms.
You can't do the internalizing?
I can do, though. I can bring myself to the point of climax and then come back.
Then that will build your endurance. Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So,
no, I do that, too. Yeah,
yeah, but once I'm done, I'm done. I don't...
You work on your own dynamic.
Exactly, yeah. One big one. That's what
but
I'm
that
working
is
on.
A crescendo like a mofo.
Yeah,
right, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so because I hear these.
So, I mean,
man,
fucking 10 times can mean that.
And then you get in coffee.
Oh, now you tell me. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean I'm milking someone that
right,
many times.
Who knows? You're I don't milking? Know what you're doing.
You're not talking about prostate, are you?
Well, I've done that. Yeah. Come on. Everyone who dates a woman walks away with a zinc
deficiency.
I'm not
even going
to.
Kay last time was talking about the milking.
Me, Perrier, and Cupcake are going to be on this side of the studio.
Hey, I'm all for prostate milking. I'm just
okay.
You're between two milkers.
Oh my God. It's okay.
You
know, I don't do ass
play. Okay, so we can come over there.
It just depends.
Mark doesn't either.
You know, we can divide it right down the middle.
I've never had anal sex.
Either way, never had.
Oh, really? Wow, you got to do it.
Okay, anal sex is great. I just don't like being. Right. I don't want to be penetrated at all.
Right.
I'm
looking at Cupcake. I'm like, you know, it's the first time for everything.
Well, no, I'm very curious because Orpheus, like, I don't do it, and I'm like, well, is it the stigma of society that has been placed on you, or do you? Because I've heard.
Hey,
like,
no, like, I shit on Orpheus.
So, like, you're an ass virgin, Orpheus. We got to get in on that.
You don't know unless you try.
I just want to say this. I mean, there's some things you're just not into. Like, I'm just not into guys.
Right.
I don't have to try it in order to know that I'm
so
not
what
into
about
it.
A female with a shot?
I mean, it does nothing for me.
Did you hear that?
What
did you say? Say it again. Okay.
I'm like, so what about a female with a strap on?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Someone has some dominant.
Unless you bring another woman in.
Cupcake is adorable.
So you're going to say something to Cole. Cupcake is adorable and into pegging.
Oh my God.
Oh, yes.
And you, so
you must
right
have a great ass, Orpheus, because every woman wants to stick something
like
up in.
You know what it is? Everybody wants to flip a dom. Everybody wants to flip a dom.
And you know what? That's what I challenge people to do.
You challenge people to flip doms?
I know. I challenge people to flip me.
Oh, I'll flip you.
Oh, wow.
Challenge accepted.
You know what? I figure we can just do this. We'll just go to the bedroom and fight for top.
I'll fight you on that one. Now, how do you flip a dom?
How do you flip? You know what? Honestly, I don't try to flip anybody. I only have room for one type of person in my life, submissives. If you, I don't care what you call yourself, how you identify with the rest of the world, as long as in my world you identify as this, you can serve me, you can never serve anybody else.
Okay.
You can be submissive to me and nobody else. I don't care.
Have you flipped a dom?
That's how you flip a dom, actually. That's how you do it, because you allow the lady to be a lady.
Yeah, just let her be whoever she is. And I want her to be in the dynamic that she wants to be in the role she wants to be in the capacity she wants to be in.
Right.
You know, so if you want to honor traditional male-female hierarchy dynamics, I'm totally with it. You know, if you want to call it something else, I'm totally with it. But I only have room for this thing.
Right. Are you getting
flipped,
Elizabeth?
For certain things.
The gears are turning.
There is actually a dynamic that I have that maybe other people aren't aware of.
Right.
For myself, and everyone has, you know, you do your own exploration, figure it out. I am dominant to women.
Mm-hmm.
I am dominant in public or on film.
Right.
But at home, you can forget about it. I am a complete domestic. I'm a complete submissive. I want a man to make me feel like a
little
traditional
girl.
Lady. Right. I want to feel like a lady.
I find that that's most pro-dames on usually, and most really? People who do this on camera.
Absolutely.
It's and you know, the thing is I don't want to push her into the stigma that she's already working within.
Right.
Because who wants to continue to do their job at home?
Exactly.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? So when
well,
she comes home.
It's not me. It's not the real me.
Exactly.
I mean, I shouldn't say
well,
that.
It's the same thing that attracts people to the BDSM lifestyle is the fact that it's about power. And the person that you're being all day, when you're with that person you trust and you feel safe with, you don't want to have to be that person. You want
right.
to be able to be vulnerable.
Well, and the energy right. exchange that you take on so much mm-hmm. of other people's things as a top, especially as a woman, because there's a different dynamic right. than what Orpheus deals with.
right.
Because as a female dom, you know, however you want to say it, mm-hmm. as a female, you're maternal, you're receptive, you're not a receptacle in any way. You right. are just like on top of it and you handle shit.
Right.
And so for someone else to take that burden off of you, and if he's able to process that and have that right. kind of an energy exchange, right. then it's like, it's such a relief.
Right.
And for
such
me, that's my job.
Yeah.
That is literally my job. When people come in, they leave their outside world outside yeah. and it becomes my world. You're now in Planet Orpheus and I'm taking charge. That's what I do. You know, I mean, this is my job to guide, mold, you know, right. I say yeah. what I want you to do. You do it. There we go. You know, I mean, we have this dynamic, and it's not about an oppressive dynamic. It's about allowing her to be whoever she wants to be at this moment.
It's allowing her. Relaxation.
Yeah. Is that job at monster.com? Because I'd like to apply for that one. That's
okay, guys. It's an innate ability. It really is an innate ability.
That giggle's just killing me. I look. You are just so adorable. First off. Glasses. I glasses has always been my fetish. I love a woman with glasses because I figure their vision's impaired, so I have a shot. But and apparently you're part Jewish because you just said "Oy vey." I don't know what that was. Are you part Jewish, Cupcake?
No, people's speech patterns, they usually influence me a lot.
Right? Who's your job? Who's your dom, Alan Dershowitz? I mean, what's going on? Like Woody Allen is your dom?
That'd be very interesting.
But you are a sub.
Yes, I am.
And how did you get into the lifestyle?
Oh God, you know how it goes. You stumble across books when you're a kid. You realize you have certain tendencies.
What books did you stumble across on this? They're probably on audible.com.
Maybe not there on Adam and Eve.
Was that
they're definitely not vegan.
Like Judy. Was that like Judy Blume books, or are you talking like...
Oh, good, no.
Well, there was blood in one of them, the Margaret.
Yeah, I remember. That's, no, that's how I found out about menstruation. What was a good book that you read that you're like...
So the first book I read was in middle school, and it was one of Marquise de Sade's books, actually.
Oh, she's which an one? Intellectual.
120 Days of Sodom.
Oh, jeez.
What a girl. Yeah. You were not supposed to read that.
To read.
That's a heck of a way to start it off.
Let's just say I was a very lonely child and leave it at that.
I doubt that, but
I mean, I really admire the Marquis de Sade and the way that he handled his lifestyle in France as a writer. But I was like growing up on fucking R.L. Stein and Stephen King. I was definitely not delving that dark.
They have their place, you know, there's a place.
So when did you first act on the lifestyle and stop reading books?
I assure you she didn't act as aggressively as...
I'm sure you still read books. And by the way, there's a lot of Marquise de Sade.
Yeah, he did good for himself.
Audible.com. He's great. Right. He's great. Justine, everybody go on Audible. Right. He's a wonderful right. writer.
Justine,
Volume 1 is amazing.
Yes.
I love the fact that she goes through those struggles and then dies at the end.
Thank you.
That was fine.
Oh,
you're
just
go on Audible for the rest of the book.
There's the mystified magistrate. There's all sorts of stuff. So when did you... become a submissive for real?
The second I turned 18.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I did a bunch of research before that, but you know, in terms of legality, with the second I turned 18.
You just walked into like a dungeon?
Sounds like
when
you
were 18?
A little before that, but we'll let it go, huh?
Right.
We all have our proclivities young. It's okay, honey. But you're right.
Did you walk into like a dungeon when you were like 18? Or?
I had been talking to a couple and I was pet for them for a while, and so they took me to a dungeon that they had been well established in, and they showed me around, and they kind of taught me proper protocols and how to approach people without seeming like an absolute newbie.
Oh, wow.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. They were very nurturing for my first couple of months in the lifestyle.
Yeah. And then it sounds like you dropped them like a bad habit. You got somebody else.
No, you just realize certain things about yourself. And I was trying to fulfill my higher purpose as a sub. So things just didn't click.
Wow.
What is your higher purpose? Tending towards as a sub? Switching?
Oh, God, no. Oh, I tried to do that once, and I think the paddle laughed at me.
Wait,
she's the one who brought up pegging.
Wait. You were always pegging at the beginning of the show. So what happened? You tried to dom at one point? And
oh, once when I was very, very early in the lifestyle, and just you feel a certain energy when you're playing, and I just stopped right before I was even about to smack the guy, and I was like, nope, I'm sorry, I can't.
Nah, she's not sadistic.
Did he smack you instead, or...?
Unfortunately not, but I got my fulfill of it the next day, so that was
amateur.
All good.
He didn't know what he was doing. I don't know what's going on.
Well, he came there to be spanked.
Right.
Right.
That's why he came there.
Exactly.
He did not come here to spank the adorable giggling girl.
I so want to spank the adorable. How do I meet these adorable giggling submissive girls? That's my problem.
Apparently, you get booked on the Dark Mark show.
Well, that's one thing I do try.
Just start the Dark Mark dating service sponsored by Adam.
Part of it's like I could have brought somebody. I'm like, you never do. You always try to put it on me.
Well, you know what? I could have brought one of my subs, but they all work at this time.
Right.
So I'm saying if it's a dire emergency, I can have somebody not going to work.
Right.
But I would rather someone who wants to come on the show and is free to do it.
Right.
That's an interesting thing. Is like 8 p.m. like the typical S&M time?
Huh? No.
I think they're all at work in real life.
They're paying their other bills.
Oh, exactly what it is. Like, I just got off work.
Yeah. The one thing I don't interfere in is a person's money.
Right.
You know what I mean? I let people do their own money. I don't manage anybody's money.
Right.
In that way, because when it's all over,
that would be really cruel.
Yeah.
Well, there is financial domination.
There's financial domination. I just don't want to work within the context because she can do it. And it's totally fine. If I do it, I'm a user, abuser, pimp.
I was going to say pimp.
A woman is something new every day. What is financial domination?
Oh,
let's tell you.
Oh, please. I've never heard of this. What is this?
People want to be used for
their
money.
They want to be coerced.
They want to be taken advantage of. They want to be made to buy different things.
Blackmailed. Forced to do things.
Am I the only one that never heard of this? Did you hear this?
You don't have enough money.
Well, I mean, I know it exists.
If you had enough money, they would...
I didn't know it was like a thing.
Nobody's dominating my money. Well, that's why you haven't heard of it.
Wait
a second. No, then again.
But actually,
I'll come on the show if you buy me Taco Bell.
You're getting there.
I did buy
Look at
Orpheus
me, I'm totally doming you.
I bought Orpheus Perrier. I bought Nicole a bottle of wine.
Well, there's like a very specific amount of people. I'll only let two different types of people actually like buy me stuff. It's the people I'm romantically interested in or the people I know get pleasure from giving gifts.
So you're a financial dom as well.
She is.
What female dominant is not a financial dom?
Well, some women will just take anything. I'm aware of the power exchange.
Yeah.
But it's still very important.
It's
still inherent in the male-female dynamic in that way. Yeah. It's just a part of it. But there's such a double standard when it comes to BDSM, pro-male dominance and pro-female dominance.
Not a good idea, too.
I could not financially dominate a woman in that way. If someone wants to buy me something or give me something, I'm always down to accept it. But if I got to the point where I was blackmailing, kidnapping, ransoming, even for scene's sake in that way, I would be
Elizabeth seems
tried.
To know a little bit of that. Elizabeth seems to know something about
that. I'd be tried and hung on Facebook.
But
she's right,
though, and you're both right. It's different for women because women have already been put to a point where it's like you can have things given to you because you're a woman.
Right.
You've also got to be careful.
Have you held Ben for ransom?
Oh, why would I ever answer that on the air?
All right. Well, by the way, by saying that, you just answered yes.
And by the way, you better pay up.
But again, that's why I'm aware
right
of.
Now on the air. So
that's I mean
me.
I've never even thought like of that like as a hot game.
Yeah,
spanking, choking. I get to the fire. I never
oh no, this is psychological, Don.
Yeah, there's a certain excitement.
There's a whole new level, and it's very private.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
because you know you do as in my position,
right?
Say I might put myself in a situation like that. You've got to be very careful because you've got to have some sort of signed contract saying that this is permissive in some way. You've got to have it in writing. Otherwise, you're putting yourself up for extortion.
Mm-hmm. So this could get really aggressive. You could be walking down the street and go, buy that for me.
And then Yeah, that. But there's also the threat, and there is a psychological dynamic that people are seeking that ends up being the whole game for them.
This is why
there's no physical exchange. Right. It's purely psychological. It's a little more advanced, I would say. And as a person who might be asked to do those kind of things, you have to be very careful.
Consult your lawyer.
You have to have
seriously, consult your lawyer there was a couple in Washington where the guy abducted his own wife and was driving around as part of the fantasy area tied up. When they pulled that couple over for a traffic violation and asked him what was in the trunk, and it was his wife, he still went to jail.
Aww.
He still, even though she said it was this,
she wasn't coerced.
Exactly.
Right, and they think she's got Stockholm syndrome or
something like that. Yeah. Exactly. But
she's like, no, it's okay.
But there are people who, there was another couple in New York where the pro dom took a bunch of pictures and said, I'm gonna blackmail you with send these to your wife if you don't pay me X amount of money. Right. It was part of the fantasy, but it got out and they wound up. They didn't send her to jail, but she got in a lot of trouble for it. She had to go through a lot of legal hoops.
You'd have to.
But the other guy went to jail.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He went to jail.
For what?
For setting
for
it up.
For taking his wife.
Oh, the jail. The wife.
Yeah, the guy with the wife.
The guy went to jail.
It.
The girl just got.
Not the guy who got
his court fees and all that other stuff. You know what I mean? So
this is why I could never go out with a dom. I've had opportunities.
You're so good.
You could totally end up in a trunk somewhere.
No. I probably would end up in a trunk.
No, because doms
it has to be a big fucking
doms.
Trunk. But
I could 74 Cadillac.
I'm like, you have to have a big fucking shaft style hoopty. There's been times where I've been with some people in the lifestyle, and romantic things have happened. I've never acted on it because I you know me, I'm just a dilettante. I kind of hang out and I'm in fringes. I don't know if I could take the full dive in.
It's not easy.
You don't have to. And you know what? You'd be surprised. Sometimes people who do it professionally don't do it in their own lifestyle.
Right. That's true.
Right.
There's definitely
so many different levels.
Yeah. I never mean giggly, cute subs like Cupcake. I always mean doms, and that's sort of what happens.
You know what? So many people are in this for the money. Most of the dominatrices that I know are actually not dominant. They do it for the check.
Yeah.
They do it for the money. And
then
they
understand
they go
the dynamic.
Whether they understand it or not, I'm just saying
every dom has a little sub in them.
Well, you have to understand a sub.
Or maybe Orpheus does have a
sub.
I don't think
he took kindly to that.
No. I just posted that a good dominant knows his sub's submission. But a master knows his own.
Right.
Right?
Because you have to have something that counterbalances out your own mastery. If everything
submission is the ultimate dominance.
Well, I serve my relationship.
Right.
I'm also there for the betterment of the people that serve me.
Right.
So in a way, I am serving in that way.
Right.
I'm not bowing or scraping or crawling or doing anything yet.
It's
not
honor.
That there's nothing wrong with it, but I have to have a counterbalance for my own dominance or I become a tyrant.
Yeah. Well,
it's honoring the agreements you make, and it's understanding and having empathy for someone that you're involved with.
Well, the thing is, because we had Master Overbound on last year, and he was saying that once a year, he subs out just so he can see what it's like.
And that's very common in the lifestyle, actually. For the most part, a lot of people have the philosophy that in order to be a good dom, that you have to experience the other end of the leash, per se.
Right. I'm not going to say a lot of people.
I'm going to say for women.
I agree that a lot of people.
Some people do it.
Being a bottom doesn't make you a great top, but it does make you. It does have the potential to make you an even better top,
right?
Because you can empathize with both sides of the lifestyle,
right?
But I don't want to say that people say the best subs make the best tops, because it's not true,
right?
Yeah, but to go back to this to the female identity with being a dom and making money from it,
right?
I would say for me personally, I had to start with my own curiosities. Of course, I had to be a sub first, and those were my initial. Desires.
Right.
But then I ran the whole gamut and I came back to my own center. And personally, I found that having run the whole gamut, I had an understanding of what was needed.
Right.
And so therefore I was able, you do learn in sex in general that, these kind of exchanges are currency in some way.
Right.
So you've
especially
got
10 times a night.
Right. charging. Yeah.
But I mean,
if you're charging, I'm holding back.
You will. You will not pay yet. You will.
Yes.
But okay.
A lump sum at the end, I understand.
To pay homage to what he's saying about women who do it for money, it's because they understand what's needed.
Right.
Because often a woman will run the gamut, starting at sub, go to dom, and then find where she identifies.
Right.
Because was certainly my journey and many of the women that I've worked with along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So finding that and then understanding the need, it's supply and demand, man.
Right.
You know, so.
See, that's a very good point, because it is supply and demand.
And women can commercialize it much more than
Men. Because
than submissive women's?
Are there more submissive men
than
submissive women?
Yes.
That pay, yes.
Yes. I said women's, I don't know why, but
women
yeah.
Women dwarf what I make pro.
I'm sure,
you know what I mean? There's women out there. I know a woman right now who's got 3 apartment complexes because of the people who bought them for her. You know what I mean? They've got cars and they've got all this stuff. I mean, it's huge, right?
I did the same as Elizabeth. Thank you.
But again, a well-dressed black guy who gets, has a woman out there giving him money, they're going to call me a pimp, this, that, and the other. And I don't want to wear that moniker.
But is that a racial thing, or is that a gender
thing?
Well,
no, it's going to be anything. But just for me, it's going to definitely be that. But
right. Because you're the Jackie Robinson.
Come on, he's incredibly skilled.
I am in that way the Jackie Robinson of BDSM when it comes to that.
Right.
Because, I mean, I am the highest profile black male dom in the country at the moment.
I agreed.
You know what I mean?
And how.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So for me, I have to not engage in some of the things because it'll play into some of the stereotypes.
Right.
And so I always have to avoid those stereotypes, because anybody who comes after me is going to wind up wearing those stereotypes.
Right.
You know?
And see, that's a great segue, because I think, the time goes by so fast.
Damn, 18 minutes left.
It's time to play.
Yay!
It's time to play.
Time to
Can we play?
Let me know if I could be of any
Nicole,
assistance.
You and Elizabeth talk, and okay. I'm going to set up the camera over here and get this.
All right, set up the camera, and I'm going to. What am
Nicole
I doing?
And Elizabeth, you guys talk.
I'm talking. Yeah, a lot of it has to do with going back to the power dynamic. I mean, it's not shocking that women have so much. There are so many men coming to women for domination, because men have to be so held together in public.
There's also a lot of discretion involved, for men who aren't as willing to talk to express to their partner what it is they want. It's hard for a man, I think, traditionally to admit that he wants to submit. He wants to have that surrender I was talking about earlier. Mm-hmm. And so that's why my empathy comes in again. I understand it. My mate will not be a submissive, but someone that I will work with. Exactly. It requires a great intellect and a really, really high understanding of where I'm coming from to even appeal to me.
Right. Have you been my whole life?
I
got distracted. Wait a second.
I'm feeling it.
Cupcake, how many guys have licked frosting off you? I mean,
look
that has
at
to.
How beautiful this girl is. She is like a little cake topper, isn't she?
Yeah. Look at that hair.
Oh, beautiful. My goodness. Beautiful girl.
Okay, so now we're going to do a little role play, it looks like.
Oh, my goodness.
Is she
a damsel in distress?
She's a damsel in distress. Things are coming off.
Did you see this little hiney?
I'm looking at the hiney, please. The Johnny Scott Gramercy from Neighborhood Love was mesmerized by that hiney.
Well, that is a mesmerizing hiney.
She's got a tiny little bow tattoo on her back.
Oh, my goodness. Look at the. Oh,
she is
wow.
Just cupcake.
She's just
adorable.
She is so just too cute for words. Look at that. The giggle is that's the topper.
That is the cake topper.
The giggle. Okay.
The cake topper.
Okay, we got to be serious now.
Right. You know.
Yeah.
What a good girl.
She better be a good girl.
Yes. You see how that rope slides across? He does that very seductively.
And that's a specific technique.
Well, it's a certain, it builds an excitement in the girl.
Yeah,
and she's not allowed to speak right now, I'm assuming.
Right.
His touch is very nice. And then all the thing about rope play is it's so beautiful, because you can feel all the vibration of a rope coming through your body. And
really?
The anticipation that you feel as a result, and then where you place the rope is very important.
I'm so glad you're on the show today.
Thank you. I guess we haven't really gotten into the nitty gritty, have we? I'm doing a pilot on a sex show on Tuesday. I'm filming a pilot. It's a sex advice show, and I'm the dom on the panel. And it's one of those call-in shows. It's kind of like Night Calls.
Oh, that's going to be great. Yeah,
it's going to be cool. And then I'm doing a reality show at the end of the month.
Right. So how do we tune into your sex advice show?
Advice show is at pilot level right now. Okay. So we're filming the pilot on early next week.
Right. Let us know when
it's going to be very similar to this format. So I really appreciate it because it's so nice because I would love to have a live demonstration. My God, how hot I will be. Oh. I got to get your number.
And you've got to go on Orpheus. You still have your podcast, right, Orpheus?
Yes, I do.
Yes, on Chocolate. Would you love to have... ChocolateRadio.net. Hey, you would love to have Elizabeth on ChocolateRadio.net.
Oh, it'd be my honor. That's great.
Oh, you'd have white people on ChocolateRadio.net, right?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
All the time. Okay. Hey. You have white people.
Because I got to go. My booty's a little chocolatey. It's like a little.
No, you've always had a little booty. But
I've always been a booty girl.
Yes, but.
I was looking at that on the way in.
Hey!
No, I think that made all of us. There's a lot of beautiful booties in the room because everybody wants to stick something off Orpheus's ass. Right. Cupcake.
How's your ass?
Cupcakes, muffin top. Oh my! Look at that.
What are the? Yeah, hey, look at that! Whoa!
Nicole's wearing tight pants too.
Nicole's wearing a beautiful dress too.
Yeah, and my butt's coming along. It's I'm getting ready for bikini season. I've been doing things to lift my breasts and things to lift my butt.
Oh my goodness!
Everything's gonna be lifted. By the way, I want to point out the trust, because the power in the trust is very important.
That's a good
Everybody's
point.
Everybody's very safe.
And by the way, that's the moment of intelligence by Nicole Six on the Dark Mark Show.
She's right, though.
We try to have one on every show.
She knows that a sub needs to feel comfortable and safe.
And we've never talked about your S&M experience, Nicole. Do you have a little...
I think I'm more along the lines of what she's talking about psychologically.
She's definitely psychological. She could run a man from across the country.
Oh, I'm sure she has.
I can feel it from here. Like she,
No comments?
There might be one tuning in.
There you go. You let him know what you need.
The ropes are going. Yeah, that's...
See? That's the beauty of it. It goes through her heart center, and it's like, you know... Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm into tapping into the energies.
Fantastic. I've got to go to the Orpheus classes. I always say that
have a better understanding.
I always try to get somebody to go with me, Orpheus. That's the thing.
I will take you.
Okay, now I know. Elizabeth's coming with me to the next Orpheus. You worked your dom magic on me.
Right, look at that. Wow.
You. Yes. We'll have to bring cupcakes.
You have to buy me Taco Bell.
Yeah, I have to have Taco Bell. You're my Taco Bell dom.
Taco Bell and...
Yes.
And Dr. Pepper. DP. Who doesn't love a little DP?
But in answer to your other question, Mark, I mean, a little bit of pinning down, a very soft core stuff. I'm not really into pain.
Right.
So. You know, what would you say, then if you're coming from a more, like, a normie type of perspective, I wouldn't suggest that at all.
It's a little spice.
Yeah, you're a little spicy, but would you agree with the statistic that about 90% of people play in some manner or another?
I think anyone who has a healthy sexual appetite is going to want to experiment.
Yeah.
Now, Nicole, have you seen Orpheus do fire play before?
No, we didn't get around to doing this last time.
Right. Actually, you were going to do electro play last time, and I was going to.
Fire's so much.
We'll have to figure that out some other time. But
can we get a light bill?
I think this is about as light as it gets. But
I mean, as dark as it, a little darker.
It's showing up on camera. I will let you know. Do you need it a little lighter? Is there any way to get it a little lighter in here, Jen? I don't know.
Ooh.
Okay, so the
let there be fire.
Wow, she likes that.
She does when she feels nice and secure in her ropes.
Is that how you feel secure when you're all roped up and tied up?
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks, Cupcake.
I've been an Orpheus for a bit,
there's the trust. Oh, I appreciate that. Yes.
It's because she's got beautiful hair, and that could be, you know, he's going to be very responsible about preserving her beauty, but giving her a lot of different sensations.
We're going to talk about that later, because there was a concern about the hair, but I think we've got it figured out.
Mm-hmm.
When you were asking about...
Well, he's responsible. Right. Go ahead.
No, he's very responsible.
When you were asking about normal people, also in experimentation, same thing with the trust. You're not just going to go out and let anyone tie you down with your own underwear or something.
Right. However those things might happen.
Right.
Right? In the...
Conversely, though, I would probably tie anyone down with my own underwear because I'm kind of a dick sometimes.
So I was going to say, wait, would you then identify as the tier or the tie?
It depends if it's casual. If it's casual, I want to be in control. If it's serious, I want to submit.
Good point. Okay. See? I think we all have those preferences.
So you can now tell how interested
got the giggle.
No, the fire's working. I'm watching this right now. And
she's getting the giggle. What a beautiful girl.
She's
the knees.
She's a very good girl. She's taking her fire like a woman.
Mm-hmm. Cupcake's like a little pinup.
She's adorable.
She's adorable. I Cupcake, you're welcome on the show anytime.
Yeah. So I work at a dungeon and my motto is that I'm simply sweet and good enough to be.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, I'm getting hungry.
A little whipped cream on top.
Yeah, forget that Taco Bell
Elizabeth,
shit.
Elizabeth, you want to go to Doomies afterwards?
Woo, yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think I know what I want to
take a picture of that.
Is there a build, Orpheus?
I'm sorry?
Is there a build that you work towards? Is there something as you're working a body, do you work towards the bottom?
You know what? I do not. I start off with whatever sensations I think that the person likes the most, and then I grow into the more pain.
Okay.
And the more they tolerate, the more I'll go back and do the thing that they like. So it's a little more...
You check their intensity level.
That's interesting. I never thought to ask that. That's why I'm glad Elizabeth's here.
Well, it's part of being responsible.
But I mean, this is not the ideal. This is not the ideal, because in the confined space, I'm sure you'd be doing more and more flamboyant things and bigger things.
Well, depending on the space, it's not that you'd be more flamboyant. You can just take more liberties with someone.
You've seen Orpheus in the clubs.
Totally different than in a studio.
Oh, he's actually slapping the ass with the fire.
And she is, she's taking it well. I mean, you can tell
she's
that it's
giggling.
Marking.
Yeah. I could see. There's very nice.
So, such finesse. He has great finesse. And so it's great because he does check.
Please go right ahead.
She gets a heightened sensation.
I forgot about that. You know, with Orpheus, just smacking the ass, it's just so like...
She's enjoying it.
Trust me, I'm enjoying it too.
Yeah.
That's the thing,
you heighten the sensation and then she feels it that much more.
Right. See, she's got to be hot there.
Yeah. Well, and it is. It's hot and cold and his hand might feel different than it would normally.
I don't know how I'm trying not
you
to...
You heighten the senses. I think your senses are being heightened.
I'm trying to look around his hand, to be honest with you right now, but... She knows what she's doing. Yeah.
So he's checking her. You know, he's watching her response, and she bends over. It's going to be.
But it's funny. And I'm going to add, when Orpheus gets back to his seat, I've seen this technique before with the kind of almost grabbing when he's spanking, and it's a nice.
Sure, there are different cupping. Like
different.
Is that yours? Because
everyone has a trademark.
I've used that myself. I remember seeing you do that in a club. I was like, that's interesting. And I started doing that myself. Depends. Yeah. So I don't need the spanking class. I got that down.
But, he's getting quite, quite aggressive in a good way. She is enjoying that. Right. And he's holding her. You know, something else that I can tell you as a submissive, being held from the front and spanked from the back.
Yeah.
It's like such an intimate feeling.
Okay. Cause we're going next, Elizabeth, right?
Oh, pardon me. I don't bottom.
Well, but first off,
I don't bottom on camera.
Let's give Orpheus a
fucking hand. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
And the little bow on top. What a beautiful girl.
What a beautiful. She was such a good girl. You guys were terrific.
Thank you, sir.
I've done that type of bondage on camera.
Really?
Oh, fantastic.
Because you notice it took me about 5 minutes to get her tied, and it took me 0 seconds to get her untied.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had to take a picture because, I mean, that's artistic.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Ooh.
So that's kind of like my own thing, you know what I mean?
So how do you do that?
Up with your own styling.
That's great.
Right?
Your own style.
I mean, how do you tie it up? Oh, is it the wood in the middle? Is that what it is?
That's exactly what it is. It's called black tie bondage because I'm Orpheus Black.
Right.
But the idea is I use these wooden knives.
Right.
And everything goes around the knife, not the person.
Right.
So when you pull the knife,
all everything comes loose.
Right.
So, and that's why I do it for fireplace. So if there was anything that went wrong, the rope caught fire or anything happened.
You can just get her out.
I can get her out real quick.
Very responsible.
Right. You know what I mean? Thank you.
Because you did that on Josie. I remember you left one of these here, and I don't know what happened. Well, you did it on Josie Cat, too, but it took a while to get her out.
Did it? Oh, yeah, because I probably just used it. But that was the first time I actually did it on camera.
Right.
It was probably for the aesthetic.
Right. No, that was great. So how did that feel, Cupcake?
Oh, amazing.
You've done that before, right? Or is that the first time?
With Orpheus, this was my first time, actually.
But other people have done the fire play with you?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But he's the master. I mean, he's...
Of course.
Yes. No pun intended, but he's got a permit. Yes, Nicole. Although you were just pointing at me, good job. Okay, great. But, yeah, so Yeah, trust me. From what we were looking at, we were noticing all sorts of things going on. But yeah,
now, Cupcake, is there something? Can you tell us at all how it feels after you've done something like this? Do you get it? Do you get off mentally on this?
Because I know I'm just about to.
Which is a little kiddy, and that's why it's important to watch these people. You know, like as he watches her, he makes sure that she's accomplishing what she wants.
I mean, obviously we had a time constraint and a space constraint.
And I couldn't use all the fuels and we can't get in as intense as we want to.
Right.
Right. So in the lifestyle, we have a term called like subspace. And it's pretty much a very relaxed form, especially when you're trusting your partner. I don't know. Orpheus and I are both performers though. So even though we enjoy what we do, we're also very aware of our surroundings. Like you said, we have a very small space constraint and things like that. So for me, I get to like a mini level of that while also being responsible and safe because we also are not in.
We were watching and you were kind of
more informative and instructive in a forum like this. And then it can get real cool. And
you know, for me, Jamie Nine, he runs a club. Oh shit. Black Unicorn. And when I was running the stage, he used to be called Miss Kitties. And he said, you know, honestly, nobody gives a shit about you. They want to see what you do to her.
Right.
You know what I mean? So move slightly to the side, make sure that they can see it and give her the experience that translates into what the audience is receptive to.
Right. And those who know can watch a girl's face and know.
Yeah, exactly.
She's achieving. And obviously, along the way, he's watching her responses.
Definitely.
So he's able to see.
Well, and I think
a
lot of that,
yeah,
a lot of the voyeurism of that would have to do with the fact that they're going to enjoy, they're going to want to see what you put her through because they want to be able to be either put through it or want to be the one doing it to her.
They're trying to figure out where they stand most often.
They're also living vicariously. Some people are living vicariously through their experiences.
If they're watching with shock, then they're imagining themselves in that position. If they're watching, like we were watching, they're imagining doing it to her.
Where did you go on that one?
Well, where does the time go?
I mean, it would be casual, so.
Yeah.
Was it a little bowl for you?
No, I'd be on top. It's casual.
You would like
She's
to
like,
set
I'll
a guy
set a bitch on fire.
I know a couple guys that would like to set on fire right now, actually.
No.
We don't even have time for that. Elizabeth, how do people get a hold of you if they would like to? You got a lot of stuff coming up.
I do. There's some cool stuff coming up. I'll be working with Jasmine TV, doing a new show. Jasmine TV is a new network that's part of Live Jasmine.
Okay.
Which is one of the largest CAM networks.
Right.
And we're starting a reality show at the end of this month.
Okay.
It's a company out of Beverly Hills. I'm the house madam.
And I bet you are.
I'll be running the CAM studio.
Right.
And trying to keep this show on the road.
Yes.
You know, we've got the creme de la creme of girls. So, you'll be able to find me on Live Jasmine.
Right. And it's Miss Elizabeth Aston on Twitter.
Right. On there, I'm going to be Madam Lexi.
Well, Madam Lexi, okay.
And also, I'll be doing this. I'm really hoping. I mean, I would love to do a sex advice show. So
I would love to hear that.
And yeah. I'd love to do it with you.
Yes. Well, I'm filming one on Tuesday. I'm doing the pilot on Tuesday. And that's the thing is it'd be phenomenal to do something like that. Well, people are so curious now with 50 Shades.
I think we just had a sex advice show. This is what a great show this was, man.
Fabulous.
This morning I was freaking out. I didn't know what was going to happen. This is amazing. This is a fantastic
show.
Yeah,
this is the perfect lineup. So find me on Facebook, Elizabeth Aston.
Haston or Haston?
Aston.
Okay.
Hey, don't mention my personal one.
Right. Elizabeth Aston is Aston. I forgot how to spell that.
And, Aston Martin.
I like Aston Martin.
One that guy owes me.
Like Elizabeth Aston, who has books on audible.com. It's another Elizabeth Aston. There's only one Orpheus Black. Now, what's your next class, Orpheus?
I'm doing flogging at the end of the month at Laird Decide. You can go to OrpheusBlack.com and find it. Orpheus Black on Facebook, Orpheus Black on FetLife, SPLA, whatever you want to do.
So when is the flogging class? Because I might have to take that.
It's going to be at the last Saturday of the month.
What about energy?
That's the one. I'm going to be doing energy play and flogging as it pertains to Impact.
It looks like and I will be there.
And then we also have a series coming up in June, which is going to be bondage and meditation.
Oh,
beautiful.
I love it. He's so up my
alley. I'm trying to be up your alley.
And when is the Orpheus Black show on
Sundays on Chocolate Radio.
Chocolate Radio.
ChocolateRadio.net.
I think I know your next three guests. One, two, three, right?
I'm also going to be a Playboy. I'm going to be a Playboy TV doing fire play. Doing fire painting and fire play.
So it's not a Dark Mark exclusive. You're on Playboy TV doing fire.
He's got a spreader.
A little more room on there.
And Neil Strauss's new book. I'm featured in his new book.
Oh really?
Congratulations. That's
great.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Neil Strauss is great. What's the book about?
Amazing. I can't tell you.
Is it game stuff or is it something else?
It's something else.
Okay. And Cupcake. I think I'm smitten. I really want to practice Orpheus's spanking technique on you. Do you want people to get a hold of you? How do people get a hold of you?
Oh, by all means. I'm a professional submissive at Sanctuary Studios LAX. So if you'd like to come spank me, tie me up, and
I would.
Do awful things to me, then I'm available.
I would.
I'm on Twitter as Subby Cupcake. SUBBIC_Cupcake.
How cute is Cupcake? Where else do we find you, Cupcake?
Why wasn't she there?
So I'm on Twitter and Instagram as SUBBIE_Cupcake, and I am teaching an age play class on the 23rd at Sanctuary Studios. So please come in and spank me.
You're teaching what class?
Age play.
That's a girl.
What's age play?
Oh, it's when you identify as a younger age and... Oh, God, come to my class.
Oh, so you're going to dress up as a little girl.
Oh, yes.
You want to be a daddy, Mark?
I do now. Everybody have a little creepy wig. Bye.